Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 1st. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 26,775 head will be offered. 4,500 feeder steers, 3,500 feeder heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to preview the video of the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, thinner trade left cattle futures in a narrow range Friday and closing under slight pressure. Higher corn prices gave something for traders to use for direction. Weekly export sales were good at 12,900 metric tons, providing some support. However, mixed box B prices left the market a bit lackluster, with choice down 73 cents. Select was up $1.04. It's difficult to determine how trading will develop after the holiday weekend, but with limited reaction to higher cash last week, it's likely traders will be interested in buying today. Not a good week for hogs as both cash and futures declined. The positive aspect was strong weekly export sales of 45,800 metric tons, even though China was not a top buyer. Hog slaughter continues to remain strong, even though cutout values continue to decline, with a loss of $1.73 on Friday. Mix of lower wheat prices overnight, with Chicago down 4 to 8 cents, Kansas City down 1 to 3, while Minneapolis rallied a bit by 5 to 6 cents. Wheat has been the outcast of the grain room for some time, especially Chicago, which has been in a solid downtrend since the beginning of October. Without the threat of export disruptions in the Black Sea and no immediate production threat to address outside of Argentina, there just aren't a lot of headlines to prop up prices. Weaker corn prices overnight, with most contracts down 3 to 4 cents as the March contract gives back most of Friday's gains. Generally speaking, corn's been consolidating inside a 20 to 25 cent range for the past 10 sessions. The concerning thing about this consolidation phase is the fact prices declined heading into it, arguing the breakout from this pattern should be down. And solidly lower price action across the soy complex overnight, with soybean oil leading losses as it picks up where it left off on Friday. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It's the 41st annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Atoka Livestock Auction. The Limousine and Limflex offering will include 60 breeding-age bulls and 31 females, pairs and breds. Complete information data will be available on all bulls. View the catalog at AmericanCattleServices.com. For more information, contact American Cattle Services, 580-597-3006. The Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, December 3rd, Atoka Livestock Auction.
At the close Friday, December live cattle down 27, 153.07. February down 30, 155.12. January feeder cattle down 95, 178.30. The March down 80 cents, 181.55. December hogs down 17, 83.77. February down 30 cents at 88.50. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, December down 8 and a quarter, Friday 9.22. The March down 7 and 3 quarters, 9.12. Chicago wheat, December down 18 cents, 7.75 and a half. March down 16 and a half, 7.97. December corn up 4 and 3 quarters, 6.68. March up 5 cents, 6.71 and a quarter. January soybeans up a quarter penny, 14.36 and a quarter. March up a quarter penny, 14.42 and a quarter. December cotton down 2.60, 81.34. The March down 2.72. 88.18.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.